today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of today's special, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which concerns social interaction in Islam. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 8th of Jamadil Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of November, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are at the beginning of this episode, so it's a very good time to listen to Verse 21 of chapter Ar-Rum from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahmah. Inna fi dhalika laayatin liqaumin yatafakkarun.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The aim of marriage is not often only satisfying the sexual instinct, but the aim is mostly reaching to a spiritual and bodily tranquility. And since the continuation of this relation between spouses in particular, and between all human beings in general, needs a heartly and a spiritual attraction. Next to this statement, the Quran adds, and he has set between you love and mercy.
Modern life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. It guides me through my darkest nights. It shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
By the way, we're speaking about social interaction in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "One who begins his day without endeavoring for the amelioration of the Muslim's affairs is no Muslim." If in the relations of the members of a society there do not exist proper fellowship, attention to inferiors, indulgence, benevolence, charity, service to fellow men, cooperation, and similar qualities, such a society can never be considered to enjoy prosperity. The fifth Imam, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, God Almighty loves that His servants salute one another clearly and openly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about social relations in Islam and what are the recommendations of Islam, Islamic teachings in this regard. Dale Carnegie describes a well-known personality who was extremely popular and said that one of the reasons for his extraordinary popularity was that he saluted everyone. Every person may have experienced in his life that many a precious friendship has started with salutation or its repetition, and many an enmity has gradually disappeared through offering greetings. In addition to recommending and emphasizing the issue of salutation, and in order to prevent the abandonment of this admirable custom among people, Islam has advised that if a person begins to speak prior to offer salutation, he should not be answered. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man bada'a bil kalam qabla salam fala tujibuh." If someone begins to speak without saluting you, do not answer him. Moreover, the great leader of Islam has called those who ignore salutation as the meanest of individuals. He said, "Inna abkhala an-nas man bakhala bis-salam." The meanest among people is he who shows meanness in salutation. A cheerful face and smiling lips are another matter which the Muslims should remember in mutual contacts. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, alayhi salam, the fifth Imam, has said, "Tabassumu ar-rajul fi wajhi akhi hasana." Smiling at a Muslim brother is regarded as a good deed. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, the eighth Imam, has said, "Man tabassam fi wajhi akhihi al-mu'min kataballahu lahu hasana." The same thing that was said and narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Forbidding fault finding is one of the acts recommended and forbidden in Islam, which are deeply effective in social relations. Listen to the explanation of this. In some people's nature, there is a mean tendency to be inquisitive about others' private life and spying on their secrets. This tendency produces evil results from which the inquisitive ones themselves suffer in the first place and meet an unpleasant end. The factor which leads one to find fault with others is a feeling of inferiority, to compensate which one tries to find faults with other people in order to ease his own pains, forgetting that such a behavior rouses people's dislike of him. Thus, he loses his friends and his relations with others are shaken and broken. If such individuals who waste their curiosity and energy in finding faults with others devote their energy to finding their own faults and try to remove those defects, they will acquire fine results. In order to maintain social relations, Islam has forbidden fault finding, which causes separation and dispersion, and warns the Muslims against committing it. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "A person who engages in curiosity about the faults of others should begin with himself as one of them." Reinforcing the Social Structure is the title of this part. The purpose behind social relations is to reinforce the foundations of Muslim society and strengthen the social structure to maintain continuous progress towards social perfection. Correct social relations can also help gain access to platforms of power, justice, welfare, and reconciliation, and help Muslim society face and solve various problems arising from social, political, and economic practices. Social relations also aid in spirituality and self-perfection within the movement of humankind towards Almighty Allah. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, is also reported to have quoted the Holy Prophet as saying, whoever hears someone calling for the help of Muslims but fails to respond to him is not actually a Muslim.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what He created. He knows that human beings require human interaction. They need companionship. And this is why one of the most important features of paradise is the company, the human interaction. Allah, when He describes Jannah, He says, He describes the denizens of paradise by saying, عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ, that they sit on thrones facing one another, meaning that they actually have human interaction. So human interaction is actually mentioned as one of the pleasures of paradise. So human beings, it's a part of our fitrah to crave human interaction and human companionship. And this is why solitary confinement is actually a torture method. It's interesting that if you take a human being, you don't need to inflict any physical harm on them. If you simply isolate a person, it will actually cause them severe mental damage. In fact, there was a study that was, there was an experiment. I don't think it was an academic study, but it was an experiment that was conducted in 2019, in 2018, in fact. And there was a poker player who actually didn't believe that solitary confinement could cause significant damage. So he actually volunteered. You know, he made a bet with people, you know, some of his friends, that I bet you that I can stay in solitary confinement for 30 days. And I bet $100,000 that I can do it without any issues. So they agreed. So they designed the experiment in the following way. He was given a small room, a dark room, and it had a comfortable bed. There was a refrigerator, and he had all the food that he needed. He could shower. He could do anything that he wanted. There was no human interaction for 30 days. The article that spoke about this experiment mentioned that after 20 days, he decided to forfeit the money. He only had 10 days left. He had already gone through 20 days. But the idea that I have to continue living in isolation for another 10 days was unbearable.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Till another episode and the continuation of this topic, have a nice time.
from you, yet to me you were always so close.